And on the phone with us, of course, this morning, Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and how are you doing on this wonderful day?
Hey, I think we've been having some really great late fall weather, and it's just been wonderful to be out, even without a lot of leaves. That sky is so blue.
Yeah, welcome to Otwin. I mentioned last week that we were in the midst of a pledge drive, but we were also in the midst of the leaf drop, or if you want to put it in different words, a pledge drive and a leaf dive. The leaves were falling very well, and any time we go through that period of time in mid-October, it's followed by the wonderful stretch of about 30 days of what I call Otwin, which is just an outstanding time of the year. And we began it this year with quite a bang. If you remember back to last Sunday was, it was pretty beautiful with plenty of sunlight until about late afternoon, and then some rain moved in. And that was followed by later thunder shower. Where I live, the thunder shower was pretty for a while. There was pretty good lightning, and you know we don't expect that a lot in October. Well, the thunder shower was accompanied with wind and fairly hard rain. We got 3/4 inch of rain, which was the biggest rain we have gotten in more than a month. Well, you put those together at this time of year when the leaves are ready to drop, and it brings them down very fast. The next day, October 17, is what I call the beginning of Otwin. That was when it would really be obvious. Otwin is the time after the leaves have dropped from the trees and before the snow covers the ground. And it is just a remarkable time because it opens up the woods. You can really see very well. Not all the trees have dropped the leaves yet. There are still a number of them that are hanging on to leaves. Most notably, we have a lot of sugar maples that are still holding on to leaves. And then in the city of Duluth itself, it is the silver maples that are just magnificent and big and holding on to leaves. They'll continue to hold those yellow leaves until the end of the month. They're kind of beyond the usual rules. But for the most part in our woods, it is, I found sugar maples and hazel and ironwood were the three that were still holding leaves. And even those were just kind of a scattering from what it used to be. For the most part, though, the woods is open, and the woods of open woods allows us to see things that we wouldn't see for much of the year. I like to look around and see just how abundant things like mosses and club mosses and lichens, and there is a type of fern which remains green, which we probably wouldn't even notice in the rest of the summer, but when it comes to Otwin time, it really stands out. So it's just an absolute a beautiful time, and I agree with you, this is going to be a great weekend to get out and take a look at all that. It's also the time of tamarack. I told my students for many years that anybody born around the 20th of October should be named tamarack. It is just such an outstanding time. How can we look at anything else other than the tamaracks? Driving down roads in many places around Duluth where we have swamps, there is a large number of tamaracks, and if you ever see a car that's winding and around and look like it's out of control, it's probably me, and probably me looking at all the tamaracks that are along the side. They are just so outstanding at this time. They are the only conifer in the northern part of the country that drops its needles. There is another one in the south called cypress. But it's the only one that drops all of its needles at the same time. Other conifers will drop needles, but they don't drop them all at the same time. And so the tamarack does, but it goes through this magnificent, it's hard to describe it in words. It's kind of a combination of yellow and orange and gold, and it just glows. And if you hit it at the right time, boy, it is a spectacular thing. Makes any motorist want to take note. I think the best thing to do is just pull over and take a look at it. Other trees that are still holding on to leaves and giving quite a show, weeping willow. You know, we tend to think of this as just a big tree in people's yards. But boy, when it gets to be late October, it really puts on quite a show. We have a few wildflowers still hanging on to color. I was biking one day this week, and I went by a few kinds of sunflowers that are still in bloom. One, namely the Maximilian sunflower, is not very common in our area. It's more common out in the prairies, but in certain locations it does grow, and it's still very much in bloom. Same as with the New England aster, a very big, tall purple flower. Once again, more common out on the prairies, but we have a few places where it grows here, and it's still blooming. It's almost as though Jack Frost is not bothering it whatsoever. And in, but the other thing I've noticed, of course, this is the still migration time going on. The migration at Hawk Ridge is continues to get the various raptors. Sharp-shin hawks have set a record this year, the most they have ever seen. The same with merlins. Red-tailed hawks coming across. Turkey vultures are kind of on their way down now, but still coming across. Bald eagles and so forth. In addition to that, geese and ducks, and this morning when I was out looking around, I saw some migrant grebes. And some migrant plovers. So there are those that are still migrating as well. So still a lot of that. But this week, maybe the neatest sight I saw migrants was a flock of tree sparrows. Tree sparrows are one of these birds that is kind of poorly named. They live in the far north beyond the growth of trees. But when they come down this way, maybe they hang around in trees. Perhaps that's how they got their name. But they are a migrant that come through. They look like a little brown bird with a big black spot on their chest. And yes, they come to bird feeders, but I don't see them at bird feeders too often. I see them mostly elsewhere. And I was very glad to see a flock of that this week. We're still having a few warblers. There are still robins and bluebirds and thrushes, pipits, Lapland longspurs, all these that are migrating through. Owls are calling every night. I have barred owls that call right around the house, great horned owls further back in the woods. And then, of course, one that doesn't call but comes through in October in huge numbers is the tiny saw-whet owl. And there have times at Hawk Ridge where they've had more than 100 of those caught in one night. And speaking of migrants, the biggest surprise, another big surprise this week was seeing on the 16th a monarch. Now, this is very late in the season for a monarch, but this has been a mild October. We are still several degrees above normal. So, yes, still migrating through. So I wished it a good trip and hope everything worked out okay. I'm still seeing black, still seeing big brown bats almost every evening at the dusk. And it's interesting to watch them. They circle around over a swamp to feed. Well, in the swamp are living these very big insects called giant water bugs. And giant water bugs go through a type of a dispersal this time of year where they move on to bigger bodies of water. And they take this flight at night. And they'll take off at dusk, and it's interesting to watch the bats go after them. The big brown bats are fairly large bats, but the giant water bug is almost as big as they are. So it's an interesting thing to see see this little issue taking place in the sky. Other insects at this time of year, this is when the crane flies are out doing their mating flight, which is, I call it a dance. They do this fly up and down type of flight. Then we have these moths that I call the World Series moths. Next week is the World Series. And the moths show up every year at about this same time. So there's still insects going on. There's still plenty of action from spiders, especially something we call ballooning, which I think is an interesting thing where the spiders just kind of drift off in the breeze. In Charlotte's Web, the babies at the end of the book all kind of drift off in the breeze with a little thread that they throw out from their spinnerets. That is what happens, and it happens throughout the year. However, when we get to this time of October, when the leaves are off the trees and the sun is low in the sky, it really shows up clearly. This morning on my walk, I saw just a large number of these. Another thing I've been seeing and hearing every morning has been beavers. Beavers are very active at this time. They're getting ready for the cold weather, and they'll go out and do their work, cutting down trees, bringing home the food, getting ready for the caching of the winter. I always think they have a pretty tough winter, but they certainly do a lot of preparation for it. And this is still a time when we can see mushrooms. During my walk this morning, I saw a shaggy mane mushroom out in a yard. Shaggy mane mushroom is a type type of mushroom. It's called that because somebody thought the bent over cap of it, which has kind of a brownish appearance, looks something like the mane of a horse. Now, somebody that must have been on hallucinogenic mushroom themselves when they named it that. But anyway, they are out late in the season. They are a coprinus. Coprinus mushrooms are those that digest themselves. And if you wait for a while and go back to that same spot, you would see there's nothing there except a little black spot of what was the mushroom. Very interesting thing, but I saw them growing out in the lawn this morning. As I said, they're pretty late in the season. So, yes, welcome to Otwin, and it's going to be a great one the way it looks. So take care.
Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber this morning. He's our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.